When Susan G. Komen died of breast cancer after a hard battle, her death affected everyone around her, her family, her husband, her friends. But one person in particular decided to do something about it.
Her sister promised, they were very close, her sister Nancy promised to continue the drive to try to get rid of that breast cancer. So she really did take it to heart. And for 25 years now, she has worked very hard and has started this foundation that raises money for research, raises money for treatment, and a multiplicity of programs for people with cancer.
That's Wrangell resident Sharon Diemer. She is just one of several people involved in the Susan G. Komen Rally for a Cure golf event in Wrangell. She's both participated in this women's event and lends her voice to the cause, and she explains why she does.
When I played that golf tournament before, we were just standing around waiting for somebody to play, or maybe waiting for it to stop raining, I can't remember, but we were just standing there, and there were six of us. And I said, well, how many of you have ever been involved with someone that had breast cancer or have had breast cancer? And every single person's hand went up, including my own. And I've had family members that are involved with that and several friends that have had breast cancer.
She says taking part in the Rally for a Cure is a way of ensuring that research towards finding a cure for breast cancer will continue for her friends, her family, and for herself. Registration for Rally for a Cure at Muskeg Meadows starts at 8:30 Saturday morning.
And then at 10 o'clock, they're going to have some golf seminar workshops, and they are a ball. That's a pun, but they are literally a ball. They have someone who's semi-professional there to help you, and they help you with your drive. They help you with your aim, your clubs, and so forth. It's really kind of fun, and it's very informal.
From noon to 1:15, as a complimentary lunch is taking place, participants will compete in various contests, putting contests, straightest drive, and closest to the pin. After lunch is a closing ceremony, which Diemer says is not only impressive, but also touching.
Most of the people who participate, if they can, wear pink, which is significant in this drive against cancer, wearing pink, and then they have a large picture taken of everybody that's participated. Then they release balloons, and the balloons, too, are very significant in that you can write the name of someone that you love that is battling cancer at the time, or someone that you knew who was battling cancer at one time in their life. And so when you release that balloon, it's kind of an emotional experience as well. But it's a wonderful time, and it's not well, even if it's raining, which it may be, it's not gloomy. It's a wonderful experience, and it's a fun thing.
At 2 o'clock, there will be a 9-hole, 4-person best ball golf tournament. Diemer says all women are encouraged to participate in the Rally for a Cure golf event, regardless of ability level or golf experience.
You don't have to play or know how to play golf to do this. It's a fun effort for everyone, and there's someone to help you, and you won't be embarrassed, you know, if you don't know how to play. So it'll be a fun time for everyone, but it's an effort that reaches out beyond just the fun.
In years past, women from Petersburg have traveled to Wrangell to participate in this event. Diemer says there's a strong sense of camaraderie that develops throughout the day. The Susan G. Komen Rally for a Cure golf event is taking place at Muskeg Meadows this Saturday, with registration starting at 8:30. Everyone is encouraged to wear pink. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.